strong, keep holding on. I can't sleep without you here in my arms. And if you find you're feeling all alone, hope you know that I'm just one call. I message you, I talk to you, I break all the rules, yeah. I ain't gonna lose, yeah. I break all the rules to fight for you. Eat my bayou, dozen roses, but I got you 24. Shout out to Kobe, baby, know that I stay shooting for your heart.
Hey guys, welcome back to Age Gap Y to Z.
Welcome back.
How was your week?
My week was good. I had a lot going on,
yeah,
which I wanted to address.
Ooh, let's hear it.
Well, so you know how I used to work on Heather's podcast, Heather McDonald, Juicy Scoop?
Of course.
So when I left, they had told me they were going to, like, say something on their show about me, on the show about me leaving, and then she never did, and we never spoke, and I just kind of left. You know all this, so I'm really explaining it to you guys. I did, like, a little post for her, so a few of the regulars commented, and I've, like, had a few run-ins with her around town, and they've all been super awkward run-ins and not great vibes and just, like, weird.
Yeah, beyond awkward.
Beyond weird. And I've been nothing but nice. Like, I go say hi, and it's just, like, the vibes are weird.
Yeah, as you should say hi, I think. That's the polite thing to do.
Well, so I went to Countess Luann, who's a Real Housewife of New York. I went to her concert on Friday. I don't remember exactly the date, but it was, like, last Friday, right?
Yeah, it was last Friday.
It was, like, really recent. I went with one of my clients, Kristen, and I told Kristen, I was like, hey, like, if we see Heather, like, I don't know that I'm going to say hi. Like, I just want you to have my back. Like, the vibes are weird when I see her.
Yeah.
I don't know how I'm going to handle it, but I just know that I'm not going to, like, extend myself and say hello.
Right.
And she was like, no worries. Like, girl, I got you. But, like, what? Why is there drama? And I kind of leave it there with people because I don't like to talk shit.
That's really good.
Especially with my clients. Like, I don't want to be the one that's like...
Why do you look at me and you're like, I really don't?
Well, because I feel like I do... I mean, I talk differently with you than I talk with my clients.
Oh, that's good.
So, obviously. Anyway, so I just, like, left it at that, but Kristen kind of got the vibes. Anyways, we get there, and, like, whenever she started doing crowd work, we saw Jeff and Heather, where's Jeff Lewis, who she had, like, a feud with after I left, and we're seated next to each other. And so I was like, oh my gosh, Kristen. And she was like, I don't even know what you're talking about. Like, what's the drama? Like,
oh, because she didn't even know?
No.
She didn't know Heather and Jeff had, like, a falling out?
Mm-mm.
Oh, wow.
Mm-mm.
That's good.
She kind of did, but, like, she didn't know, like, the details or, like, anything. She just knew
that something was off.
Exactly. So I was like, oh my gosh, like, she's here. And so then we go to the, like, after party or, like, the private bar event, which is super low-key. It's in the Wiltern. It's just, like, on the second level. Like, one of the bars is just, like, blocked off. And we're sitting there, and we're, like, chatting. We're, like, waiting for Luann to come in. And then we see Luann gets there. So she kind of gets over to our side, and we walk over to her, but she's talking to someone. So we're, like, waiting patiently to, like, talk to her. And then the someone she's talking to turns to me, hands me their phone, or tries to, and it's Heather. And I just throw my hands up. I'm like, I'm not taking your photo. Like, I was like...
Oh, you didn't tell me this part.
I didn't?
Mm-mm.
I didn't know it was her talking to Luann, first of all. And because me and Kristen had a few cocktails. And I wasn't really paying attention. And there were a lot of people around. Hands her phone to me. And then she realizes it's me. And she's like, oh, shit. Why is Annie here? What? And
in her mind.
In her mind. I could see it in her face. She was like... And, like, how awkward, because I used to be that person.
That's, like, her worst nightmare.
Like, it used to be, Annie, here's my phone, take a picture. Like, I'd follow her around like a little puppy dog. That was my job. And I didn't mind it at all. So I was getting paid. But I'm like, and for anyone else, like, I'm not going to not take your photo, but just, like, our energy is so not right now. I'm like, I just threw my hands up, like, ah. And then she turned and, like, saw Kristen, and then she, like, realized what was going on. Me and Kristen just, like, Kristen was like, let's go talk over here. I was like, okay. So we move, and we're like, we'll say hi to Luann later. And Kristen marches me right up to Jeff Lewis. So I've been dying to meet Jeff. You know this.
Mm-hmm.
My mom's a huge fan. I never watched Flipping Out.
This was your first time meeting him?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
Besides, whenever me and Kristen got there that night, and we, like, got out of our Uber, and he got there at the same time, and she, like, introduced us.
Mm.
Whatever. I've been in the same, like, vicinity as him, But I haven't ever, like, gone up and introduced myself or, like,
right.
anything because I don't.
But he knew who you are.
But I walk up to him and I'm like, hi, I'm Annie, and blah, blah, blah. And he's like, oh, my gosh, it's so nice to meet you. I've seen your work. You're very talented. And I was like, oh, my gosh.
That's a big deal.
Jeff Lewis thinks I'm talented. And I was so excited. And so I'm, like, chatting with him about it. Kristen's by me. Heather Dubrow was right there. Anyone that knows the Housewives will know these names, but you don't. Crystal right. Minkoff, Poland Patrick, his lawyer, and a few other people. I think Joey Zalzig, I think that's how you say his last name, was there. So we're all just, like, standing there talking, but it's definitely, like, me and Jeff are having a conversation. And mm-hmm. I'm telling him, like, oh, my gosh, I've been wanting to meet you. I love your show, like, your radio show. And he's asking about my business. And then out of nowhere, Heather comes up to me and grabs me by the wrist and is like, what did she say? Her face was like the Joker. She was like.
Her face is always like that.
Yeah. So messed up. But she's just like, oh, you're trying to get a job with Jeff now? Really? Oh, I really hope you get it, Annie. I really hope you get it. And I just was like. Ugh.
Cringe.
And what I said, I was like, no, no. Because, like, first of all, Jeff is standing right there. Second of all, I'm my own business. Like, sure, I'd love for him to be one of my clients, but I'm not, like, schmoozing my way to come.
Right. You're just, genuinely we're just having networking. A conversation.
I've always wanted to meet him. First
You're
of all,
just having a human famous. Interaction.
Like, yeah, human interaction. I wanted to meet him.
Yeah, and she's being weird.
It was so weird. I was so uncomfortable. Everyone saw it. And then she just, like, walks off. And I just turn to Jeff, and I'm like, I tried to act like nothing happened and try to, like, continue my conversation.
Right.
But I was so stunned that I couldn't.
This is when you said, I'm networking to her. This is the second time she
this
came.
This was the first time.
Okay.
This was after the photo thing.
Yeah.
This was the first time she came up to me and she, like, grabbed me and was, like, shaking my arm. And I was just like.
That's when you do the jiu-jitsu thing.
I know. Like. And you told me that after. I was like, why didn't I do that? It wasn't. That long, but it was long enough to where I could have, like, pulled out of it. But I'm kind of happy I didn't, because that kind of makes the whole thing a little bit more dramatic. I don't know, maybe I should have.
It doesn't matter,
whatever. I can't,
you did your best in that scenario with the skills and the mindset and the tools and the alcohol level and everything.
Yeah,
that you could at that moment. I'm sure you probably learned or thought about it, and, like, maybe in the future will respond differently from learning from that moment.
Yeah. Well, she's, like, tried to power play me in the past, like, acting like she didn't know who I was and stuff like that. So I'm just, like.
After working for her for over a year.
Yeah, like 2 years.
Yeah.
And, or a year and 8 months, if we're going to get specific. But a long freaking time traveling the country with her, like, every single day, nonstop with her. Anyway, so then she walks away, and I turn to Jeff, and I'm, like, trying to continue a normal conversation. And I just realize I cannot. He's, like, shook by what happened, too. But he's also, like, aware that I'm uncomfortable. He's never met me. He knows how Heather is. Like, he was like, it's okay. Like, that happens all the time. And I'm like.
That happens all the time? To who? What is he talking about?
I think he just said that to, like, ease the situation.
That happens all the time.
I think he just.
That's just Heather.
He might have said, like, it was crazy. Anyway, so we keep talking. He, like, I wasn't, like, gonna cry or anything, but I definitely, like, you know, when you get that feeling in your throat and you're just, like, so uncomfortable.
Yeah, you cry pretty easily,
and
too.
I do cry very easily.
And that's, like, startling for you.
It was so startling. And so then I, like, keep talking to him. Oh, also, guys, I had severe laryngitis. Like, I did not have a voice. Like, I sounded like an 80-year-old smoker. You could barely understand what I'm saying.
Yeah, I saw Heather McDonald, and I have a lot to say.
He was hiring a video person a few months ago.
Right.
And I almost applied, but then I was like, I have my business. I don't want to work full time for him. Like, that
you
just.
You can't.
I can't. It didn't make sense.
You still can't.
I was like, well, if you're ever, I saw you were hiring someone and I didn't apply, I would want to work for you, but I don't, and I have my business, and the timing just didn't work out. But, like, if you're ever in a pinch and you need, like, a last minute video, again, networking. So he was like, okay, yeah. And then he goes, Shane, get Annie's number. She's very talented. And so I gave him my number, and I'm, like, hoping he reaches out for a video soon, or. You know, like, I'm always looking for more clients.
Even if he doesn't, you're going to see him again. Your paths will cross. He's going to need somebody eventually. And when he hires a sharp perspective and sees why your work's so good.
Yeah.
That's that.
Well, for our listeners, I just started like a social media business in September where I'm like, do anywhere from like influencers, like chef videos, like podcast clips, like all that kind of stuff.
Wasn't there more to the story too, though?
So I give my number to Shane and then I turn back and I'm talking to Jeff and then Heather comes up and grabs me again and she's like, don't forget about your NDA.
Yeah, because she's worried you're going to tell everyone who she really is.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which you can't.
To be honest.
I mean, you can talk about this.
This is the craziest thing she's ever done.
But I think it's a clear depiction of who she is and her values as a person.
Yeah, and she did it in front of all these people. It was so...
Yeah. How old is she?
Like 54.
54, grabbing a 24-year-old. Yeah, it's like, grow up.
And then she goes, and I'm sure you've noticed by now I've blocked you on Instagram. And all I could think in my head was like, but you haven't blocked me on TikTok. You haven't blocked me from your Facebook group. You haven't like, woo, Instagram. Like, I can see everything she posts if I wanted to. And yeah. It's just so annoying. And it was so awkward. And
so then she grabbed you again.
She grabbed me again. She walks off. That one I kind of like pulled a little bit, but I wasn't like as aggressive as I wish I would have been. Oh. Like standing up for myself. Like I wish I would have been like, I don't know, like more so like, I just was like listening to her, like it wasn't real life. And she was like looking me in the eyes like.
Well, when you told me, you definitely, it sounded different than this. You're like, I'm networking and ripped your arm away.
Oh, I did say that because I was
that's like
no.
A cool part that you definitely want to add.
I forgot about that.
That's like the coolest, like I'm networking.
I told you like fresh off the night.
Yeah.
And I don't remember exactly everything.
No worries. It was a wild night. Heather's crazy as fuck.
Well, then, yeah.
And, just watch any of her wacky dancing videos.
Oh, yeah. But then his lawyer was like, as soon as she walked away, she was like, oh, my gosh, that was assault. And non-competes are not, you can't do those in California. I'm like, it's not a non-compete.
Yeah, non-compete's very different than an NDA. NDAs do hold up in California. Non-competes are less holding up from what I know. But I know people are saying it doesn't, but, like, I wouldn't even...
Why waste your time? Like, I don't want to, like...
Yeah, it's bad values.
Shit. I don't want to look like I'm, like, just talking shit, but, like, literally so many people have been commenting and DMing me and, like, asking me, like, what happened, and no one else is talking about it, and...
Now they're going to get the scoop.
Whatever. Like, that's the scoop. That's what happened. That's what she said to me. Yeah.
Not the juicy scoop. The dirty scoop.
The dirty scoop.
We should have a spinoff segment called The Dirty Scoop.
Yeah.
And it's just dirt on Heather McDonald.
It scares me. I'm scared.
This is The Dirty Scoop.
No, I don't think so. I was going to say something, but. I can't because I have an NDA. So sorry, guys.
Well, that's good. Take the high road, boo. The only reason we're talking about this now too is because we had preloaded two episodes. We were sick. Your grandma was in town. And then so now this week.
I'm like sweating. That was like a lot to unload.
Yeah.
Take my Uggs off.
Ooh, well you unloaded
my
it.
Toes.
Ooh.
But it was startling.
Can't give those up for free.
Oh, and then I went to Jeff Lewis's after party, and I partied with Lance Bass. So
that's
like
cool.
The coolest thing ever. So
yeah, and he smacked your butt, and now he's got a fucking wanted poster after him.
Well,
I'm coming for you, Lance Bass. Ain't no lie, baby. Bye, bye, bye.
To his hand. And I walked up to Jeff and I was like, don't forget about your NDA.
Oh, yeah.
And he was like, oh, my God, you're fucking hilarious.
I had a good show on Friday.
You had a really good show on Friday. And it was like freaking sold out. We were driving up and you were like, I hope we sold enough tickets. And it was like packed. It wasn't sold out, I guess, technically, but there was a billion people there.
It was a lot. Yeah. It was super cool. I tried a new joke, which I'm going to post about the age gap, and then I had a tag with Goose being the co-pilot.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and then, so I had a couple drinks, and then I took you, well, just two. I have a maximum of two drinks when I drive, because I've gotten a DUI before, so.
R.I.P.
I'm a fast learner, guys. It takes is getting a DUI with my dog, and I learn my lesson.
Didn't you go sober for like a whole year?
Yeah, I did. I went sober for a year, and I didn't do cocaine ever again.
Well, that's good.
And I still haven't. And I have a deal with myself. If I ever do cocaine again, I have to stop drinking because I've never done cocaine sober.
Are you sure? The other day we just were like hanging out and you were like, let's do coke. I was like, Bryson, no.
Babe, I was talking about Coca-Cola. I did a cherry Coca-Cola. And then we're driving home. Annie's in her car. I'm in my car. I feel bad about this because just the week prior, we're talking about women being bad drivers. And I'm just like, all right, it's raining. We got to make sure everything's okay. I'm going to just drive, you know, chill and just make sure my girl gets back and, you know. And then I look over as Annie passes me and her bumper is just dangling by like a string, like the whole bumper. And I'm just like, I about shit my pants. I'm like, this isn't good. And I call her and I saw her like merge lanes in. She changed lanes in an intersection, which not allowed. You can't do that.
Yeah. And I know that. But I want to let everyone know that it doesn't rain often in LA, so the roads are not equipped for the rain, so there's no reflectors on the lanes. So you can't tell what lane you're in. When it's raining, I genuinely am like, I was at 10 and 2, like I was like, oh my gosh.
I call her, I'm like, oh fuck, and I call her, and I'm like, what happened? She goes, I don't know, I think I hit a big pothole. I'm like, no, you hit the freaking moving truck when you shifted lanes. The biggest, you could hit a freaking crater on the moon and your bumper's not going to dangle off like that.
Yeah.
Like it was just, and then I was like, okay. She's like, what do I do? What do I do?
I wasn't crying yet.
No, but there was trembling in your voice.
I was just shook because I was like,
yeah, because.
Well, what am I supposed to do?
Sideswiped a moving truck. And so we pull off and then the moving truck just keeps going. And I had to rip her bumper off in the rain as she holds the umbrella over my head. And then I hit her bumper in the forest.
I just hit a semi truck when I was driving and now I don't have a bumper. And Bryson's hiding it in the bushes. Here he comes.
What? The fuck are you saying?
I was updating the vlog. Well, because I was like, he was like, what do you want me to do with the bumper?
Well, because it wasn't, like, it's not
put
usable.
Put it in my car.
It's not usable. And it was wet and had been dragging on the ground.
And my trunk
I've been
was
in
full.
Enough accidents where I know, like, about bumpers and stuff. Like, the pieces of the bumper that make it work are broken. It's a plastic, it's just a plastic cover.
Mm. Well, now my car looks skinny.
And I went and hit the bumper in the forest like a little troll.
In the pouring rain.
Pouring rain. Yeah.
And then I cried. That's when I started crying.
You were crying a lot.
No, I wasn't. I really wasn't. I started crying when you like attached it back and you were like, what do you want me to do? And I started realizing like I totally fucked my car.
Yeah.
And so then I was like, oh, fuck. And I started crying. But just like tear. It wasn't like, it was like a well up and then a drip.
I couldn't tell because it was raining so hard, but...
Now I look over my shoulder before I change lanes.
That was the lesson I had to give her from being a 36-year-old man. Hey, babe. And then...
Then I called my parents and now they were like, oh, well, while you're at it, why don't you just start paying for your own car insurance? I was like...
Yeah, because you just...
While we're at it, why don't you shut up? Like, no!
You just boosted their premiums.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
I know. I'm annoyed about it, but
you're
whatever.
Spoiled to even still be on your parents' insurance.
Well, they actually told me to get off it like 2 years ago, and I started making calls, and then I was like, I don't know how to do this, and it's overwhelming, and I was just being a little bitch about it, and they haven't asked me again about it, and I wasn't going to remind them.
Hear that, Kimmy? She's just being a little bitch. She can handle it. She's
no,
an adult
I
now.
No, I can't. I'm poor. I'm like so poor. I can't even afford new Chanel's or a Dyson.
What a life. To just who pays your cell phone?
My parents. Duh. I'm a kid.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
You're about to be a quarter century old.
I'm still a kid. You're still on their health insurance.
You're
I'm still a kid.
Not a kid. I don't have sex with kids. For the record.
Good. Hopefully only one
speaking of having sex with kids, that leads us to our next segment.
Yeah, Quiet on Set.
Oh my gosh.
So I've been hearing about Quiet on Set on TikTok, so I've been like feeding it to Bryson,
yeah.
And he got interested in it too, so we watched it.
We watched it.
It was actually really fun to watch No, listen, hear me out.
It was so fun. Probably the most fun I've had all year.
Disturbing.
I want to rewatch it and have just as much fun.
Well, there was a lot of different elements other than the sexual predators.
Yeah, it was suspenseful. It was interesting.
But first of all, we got to see the shows you watched on Nickelodeon versus the shows I watched on Nickelodeon. Yours looked like they were made in, I guess, the 90s, because that's what they were, but, archaic.
Mine had less molestation and predatory stuff. Once we got to your shows, there was really just...
Well, did you see the footage, though? There was such a stark difference between the footage.
It's the 90s, babe. There's a stark difference between our lives, too. Friday night after the show, my car was here in one piece. Shut up. Your bumper is in the forest.
Okay, yeah. Back to Schneider's Bakery.
More like Brian Peck's Bakery.
Oh.
I can't believe you only got 16 months. That's unacceptable.
Yeah, so
I
don't Brian care Peck is the person that sexually assaulted Drake Bell. Spoiler alert. He did, I don't even want to go into details.
Sodomize, oral copulation, everything.
Foreign object. It's sad.
Yeah, it's not good.
Brian Peck, he only got 16 months. And then could you believe James Marsden and all those other people wrote letters of support?
Yeah. What do you think the foreign object was? Do you think it was...
I don't even want to make jokes about it, babe. Do you think it
was a Kids' Choice Award?
No. That's so fucked up.
I know it is. It is fucked up. It's fucked up. It's not good.
So apologize.
I'm sorry. I watched Drake and Josh and... Yeah, I don't know what to say.
No,
that's
but I
want to cool.
talk about, so aside from all of the obvious issues with these shows, which is the sexual predators and then the sexual jokes and the Penelope taint of it all, I want to know from your comedic view what you think of not just child stars, but child comedians.
My kid won't be acting. Comedian is, I see it as different. I know Amanda Bynes was discovering Laugh Factory and stuff, but I see those as different. Dave Chappelle started when he was 15 and his mom used to take him to his stand-up shows, and he is the greatest comedian I've ever seen. There's something to be said about starting something earlier. Comedy's tough because it's such a raunchy art form, and somebody once told me that stand-up is acting's dirty little sister.
Yeah.
I think that if you're funny, you should cultivate it and expand on it. But also, my kid will not be on Nickelodeon, I'll tell you that.
Well, do you wish you would have started stand-up when you were 15, or do you think you...
I wish I would have started younger. I wish I would have started all the things I love when I was younger, though. We would be in a podcast studio right now.
True.
I would just be further along. Jiu-jitsu, I wish I started earlier, but everything happens on its own time, and I'm fine with it. I don't want my kids acting. Here's the biggest thing. Don't let males around your kids, is what I'm gathering from all this. It's rarely a woman doing these things to kids. It's always a dude. Our babysitter will not be a man. There will be no 40-year-old men taking our kids to Disneyland.
Absolutely not.
With exception to sad. Grandparents.
Of course. I did cry when Drake's dad.
Oh, yeah.
I cried.
That was sad. I choked up too.
Because he knew he wanted to keep him protected, and he knew who from, and he knew what that man was capable of. And I don't want to talk bad about Drake's mom. Don't know her. But I just don't. You need to be hands-on. In those environments, you need to be, hyper-aware.
Yeah, but he's 15, too, though.
But even the dad, warned her.
Yeah, but maybe he was like that and warned on a lot of things, and we don't know their relationship.
I don't know. It was dark.
Next up on the list, we have P. Diddy. Oof. Okay. So he's getting accused of, sex trafficking and grooming younger men and all kinds of stuff, including Bieber and Usher.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
I didn't know Bieber was involved.
And then one of his songs, my friend posted today, And it was like, you were more than a girl to me. You were more like my brother. We used to play under the covers, and now it'll never be the same. And, like, hearing it with the accusations, you're like, uh-oh.
Wait, that's weird.
Remember I played it for you?
I know, but I didn't get it as much as I do now to hear his, like, specific accusations.
Yeah.
What is up? Why are these people that are famous, like, what? Why do people think they can get away with this stuff? Like, especially when they're in, like, there's this thing, like, the housewives, there's, like, a few of them, they were already doing illegal stuff, and then they choose to go on the housewives, and then they're, like, put it on blast, and they're like, no one will know, we're embezzling money, or whatever, and then they get caught, and then they're like, how did they know? And it's, like, because you went on TV, they didn't talk about it, but it's, like, why did they always pay cash? Why, where did they get all that designer stuff? Why is their husband a high school coach, and they, like, throw a $25,000 party? But, like, these people are famous, and they still, like, I don't understand how people think they're not going to get caught.
Yeah, I'm sure. I mean, they've been doing it for so long, they, at that point, just assume they're not going to get caught.
The ego on these people. And, yeah, like, regular people, I mean, like,
regular speak people for do yourself, it too.
But, like, I don't know a lot of people that are doing that. Like,
well, people aren't open about it. They're not like, yeah, so after the pizza party, I went home and banged that kid. What's up? Give me some boys. No. You know, that's like something you didn't. Ew. They keep to themselves. All right, let's do an act out.
Okay.
I'm our future kid, and you're their mom.
Okay, I hope so.
And I'm 11.
Okay.
Hey, mom.
Hey.
So I'm going to go into acting.
Okay, what kind of acting are you interested in?
Nickelodeon.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
I think we should start with stage acting like your mom did when she was younger.
I've been acting. There's this acting coach at school, and I've been acting with him.
Oh, him. What's his name?
His name's Brian.
Oh, do you know how old he is? Does he have gray hair? Yeah,
Brian Peck. He's like 50. He's got gray hair.
Does he have any relation to Brian Peck Sr.?
Mr. Peck? I don't know his family tree.
Well, I don't think that we should go to that school anymore.
What?
Yeah, because he is not a good person.
But no, he's a good person. You taught me how to tell if people are good people, and he's a good person.
Okay, how did you tell?
He's got candy.
Oh, that's why you've been gaining so much weight.
Hey.
You have been getting fat.
You know I'm sensitive.
I don't think you should see Brian anymore. Anyway. No.
I love you.
No,
Brian's here to pick me up.
No, he's not. Bye. We're not going to see Brian.
And I ride off of my scooter.
No.
Do you have anything you want to add?
No, I just want to say that was really the Nickelodeon stuff was really disturbing and unsettling, and I've been hearing about it for years, and I didn't know how deep it all was, but
what have you been hearing about for years?
Just the Dan Schneider of it all and seeing those videos of Ariana Grande.
Oh, yeah. That's creepy.
And so I just want to say I'm really sorry to those people that went through that.
Also, the parents, that's just like, yeah, that's fine.
But it's also disturbing because, like, when I was younger, I was watching iCarly and I was like, ha ha, feet are so funny. And, like, there were so many punchlines that were about feet. And we all thought it was so funny. And when we were little, they put out a thing at the end of one of the iCarly episodes, and they were like, come up with silly ideas for the episode. Write it on the bottom of your feet and send it in. And so me and Ellie are over here with pins, like, writing on our feet, taking pictures, sending it in. And I'm just like,
Rob Schneider's just in his office.
Yeah. And, like, that was my childhood. Like, that robbed me of, like,
robbed you
of some.
Rob Schneider'd you.
Dan Schneider.
Oh, is it? Yeah.
I was going to let it slide, but then you, like,
I doubled down.
Yeah.
Oh. Who's Rob? Is there a Rob Schneider?
No.
Hmm.
Anyways, thanks for listening.
Yeah. Thanks for listening, guys. please like, subscribe, comment, share with your friends.
Mm-hmm.
Leave a good review.
Follow us on Instagram, AgeGapYToZPod, and follow me at @AnnieSharp_.
All right. Follow me on Instagram, Bryson Banks Comedy.
Can't sleep without
you.
Bye.
And if you find you feeling all alone, hope you know that I'm just one call. I message you, I talk to you, I break all the rules, yeah. I ain't gonna lose, yeah.
I break all the rules to fight for you. Eat my bayou, dozen roses, but I got you 24. Shout out to Kobe, baby, know that I stay shooting for your heart.